Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I do apologize, but I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Not as bad as it has been. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are ever so glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you so much for tuning in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. That's right, in him. Oh, my God. Woo! Think about it. In him. In him. Oh, gracious God Almighty. Just think about it. In him we move and have our being. Amen. Hallelujah. In who? In him. Who's the him? The Almighty God, the maker, the creator, creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, yes. The one who blew the breath of life into the nostrils that he made of man, whom he made. Hallelujah. In his image and likeness. Yes, he blew his breath into the nostrils of man, and man became what? A living soul. Oh, God. We give honor. Oh, glory. We give honor to God. Oh, yes, we do. We give honor to God this morning. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Who loves us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the living God, our Father. Hallelujah. 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 Our Father. Hallelujah. Yes, that's who we're talking about. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just can't stop. Sometimes I just get caught up in hallelujah. I'm sorry. Is when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us. He came. He sacrificed his life. He went up on that cross so that we could have eternal life. So we can eat from the tree of life. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Yes, it is. And yes, we're in the southeast and up the east coast. And if I'm not mistaken, part of the heartland again will experience some rather harsh weather. We ask God, our Father, to cover his people everywhere. We ask God in the mighty name of Yeshua. Yes, we do. To grant traveling mercy. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Stay in the hand of the enemy. Keep your people safe and warm, Almighty God, until the storm pass over. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Oh, your loving arms of protection around your people. Yes, Lord. May they experience and may we experience your love, your kindness, your peace. Hallelujah. Thank you for that you have allowed us to have. Thank you, Lord. We pray your protection over the homes of your people, properties and territories. Yes, Lord. Grant traveling mercy to and for the children. Going to and fro from school and on errands. Yes, Lord. The working mothers who have to try to get home so they can be with their children. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We need you. And we thank you for your protection, your guidance, your direction. Thank you for being our shield. And thank you for being our help. In Yeshua's mighty name. Yes, we pray. Father, we give honor and glory, and we thank you. And Father, we ask that you forgive us. We're going all around, but we can't go any further till we ask that you forgive us for every sin, word, thought, and deed that went against your divine way that we have committed against thee. We ask for forgiveness, Lord. And we thank you for forgiving us. Open our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear, and touch our heart that we may obey you and do what you call us to do, to live a life according to your will. Make it plain, make it clear to us. Oh, Lord God, make it plain, make it clear, and give us the strength to obey you. Oh, God, we cannot do this alone. We need you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us and leading us and guiding us to all truth. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will rejoice and be glad in the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for healing those that are sick. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us not take our healing for granted. Thank you for healing our loved ones. Thank you, Lord, not letting it taken for granted. Almighty God, encourage those who may be downtrodden. Open blinded eyes. And Father, those that are in abusive situations and circumstances, we ask that you speak to the abuser right now. Let the abuser know that you're God and you're the creator and the father of the one that they are abusing. That you said that all souls belong to you. Oh God, speak to the abuser. Heal the victim. Oh my, encourage and empower the victim. Put your arms of protection around the victim. Strengthen, breathe on the victim and speak to Almighty God. The one who's committing the offense towards your people, towards your soul. Hallelujah. Let them shake to their core with the understanding that they will answer to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unless they repent. Almighty God. Oh God, protect, put a shield of protection around the children of the victim, Almighty God. Let there be no lack in their lives, Almighty God. Show yourself present in protecting them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 You know and you see all things. But we thank you for being the shepherd of the victim. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for covering them and encircling them. Hallelujah. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so God, we ask that you surround them in Yeshua's mighty name. Let no more hurt, harm, or danger come to them. Heal them. Hallelujah. Heal them, Almighty God. And allow them to go forth in you. Oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Retribution of persecution. Almighty God. Thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you for the light, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for your provision, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for favor. Oh, God, thank you. Woo, glory. Thank you for favor. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is truly the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We can rest now knowing that you are in control, understanding all things, Almighty God, that you've given us understanding and wisdom for this day. And Father, we every decision that we must make, we put it in your hands now and under your authority. And we ask that you speak to us and through us, that we will have the answers, all the right answers. Yes, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. We'll speak, don't allow us to speak outside of your perimeter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we need you, Father. Hallelujah. Ask that you remember these United States. Yes, Lord, it's property and territory. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember every apostle, prophet, evangelist, preacher, teacher, bishop, deacon, administrator that you have called into your house to do a work for you. Every intercessor, every watchman on the wall, hallelujah, glory be to your name, strengthen and power even the more, hallelujah, every child, every saint, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to your name, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, glory be to your name, bless your wonderful name, remove the snares and the traps, Almighty God, thank you. Hallelujah. This is the day that you've made. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you that we can glorify you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. By our attitude, by our words, by our deeds. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Glory and honor. Speak to us now, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. We thank the Lord for how kind he is. You know, Friday is a day of encouraging us to do the things that God has ordained us to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm leading, I'm feeling since in this morning I was purpose and connection. This connection and purpose. Stay connected to your purpose. Stay connected to God as you stay connected to your purpose. All right, stay connected, stay connected. Once you have clarity and you know, oh, yeah, this is what God wants me to do, then stay connected to your purpose. Yes, stay faithful to your purpose. That's right. Stay faithful. Listen, stay faithful to your purpose. Huh? No one told us it was going to be easy. No one told us that there wouldn't be disappointments. No one told us. If you don't believe what I'm saying, look at the first apostles. Let's just start there. Mm-hmm. They started off and things was going pretty good. They had a little ups and downs. Uh-huh. They had a lot of ups and a lot of downs, you know, but they stayed faithful to the work that God has set before them. You got your God said, stay faithful, stay faithful, stay faithful. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. Don't try to add more on. Just stay faithful to what you have and where you are. And as you stay faithful to your purpose, then what the additives or the extensions of your purpose, if it's for you to do, well, if it's extension, it would be, then you do it. But stay, don't you overload yourself and then you figure it's not working. But now remember, did you seek God? Let's try scripture. You know, it's from very familiar scripture. Proverbs, the third chapter, starting at the fifth verse. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. We have to have understanding, but not your understanding. Not from, excuse me, you're too low. You need to come up higher. Yeah. So you need God's understanding. Uh-huh. And then when, and so that, let's see, it says, and lean not to your, you want to see this again? And lean not unto thine own, what? Understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Mm-hmm. Okay. Clear. Excuse me. Clear, Lord. Clear the path. Clear the pathway. Uh-huh. Now, where have you overloaded yourself? Where in this process of doing for God that you added load to the journey that God did not give you permission to do, that you didn't seek God? You know, we sound like our children sometimes. We say, well, I thought and it seemed, but did God instruct us? I'm talking to me. I'm not just beating up on you. But our eyes open. So I'm so tired. Oh, and I don't see any fruits from my labor. Let's see what we have allowed to attach a weed that needs to be pruned. Mm-hmm. The sucking the life out of your purpose. Mm-hmm. Hey. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We allow this because we, you know, we get prideful now. When we taste a little bit, yeah, we have this many people and we're doing this and we're doing that. It's the Lord. Yeah, I have people here and I have people there. And so, I have this call coming in from this person and that. Oh, yes. And I have money coming in all over the place. Mm-hmm. That sounds like, you know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of self. And pride comes before the fall, destruction. You know, so we don't want to land there. Get it out, cut it out, get the suckers out. They have you ever seen suckers in the on a tobacco plant? I have. One day I'll tell you the story. But anyway, they look so tender and green, and they're between the stem and the branch, I guess. The stem and the plant, I guess. And you go in, look at your pointer and your thumb. Hold those two together. In the center right there is that little sucker. And it looks so harmless and green. And you're like, this can't do no any harm. But if you don't take it out, it destroys the plant because it sucks the life out of it. That's my understanding. So let's get rid of the freeloaders. Mm-hmm. That has attached itself, or we have allowed to attach itself to our work, and it comes to destroy. Mm-hmm. So now you can't just jump up and start doing it. Pray and ask the Lord. He's the one that sent us here. He's the one that has the definition of the assignment, the plan. All right, let's go over here. Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1. Oh, boy. And 4. All right, no. Okay, yes, Jeremiah 1 and 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, form thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I consecrated thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? The plan was God. Let's go over to Isaiah. And there are so many others. These just happen to be two of my favorite. Isaiah 43 and 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. Bless the Lord. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. How many of us have allowed people that we actually thought was better than us and have more education than us and more exposure, that we allow them to speak and discourage us from doing what God has called them to do when God called and ordained? Be very careful who you allow to speak into your life. The next thing they'll have you doing is saying, I don't ever want to hear about my preaching or singing or doing this or that for the Lord. He didn't call me to do that. If he told you he called you the first time, whoo! Why now did he not call you? Because flesh and blood told you so? Because maybe you made some errors and it didn't pray for you, that God strengthened you. They chose to discourage you. Close up your ears. God's voice. Mm-hmm. And God will allow you to know if he sent them to you or if he did not. I don't care how long you've been knowing them. Yeah, they could still, they love you. But they, if God don't in the middle of the road say, oh, no, you know, she was right. He was right. I didn't call you. The devil is a liar. No, they're liars. How about that? Because if he called you, he called you before the foundation of the world. We all make mistakes. We all, there are times when we go to preach and like, Lord, that I didn't say nothing. I've shared with you before, Dr. Chatham, he's gone on to be with the Lord. He said this, and you have to have boldness to do this, confidence and obedience in the Lord. He said, if you get up to speak and there's nothing, or you sitting there and you have nothing to say, nothing, everything's wiped out. Anything past that is false fire. Too many of us are not able or strong enough, confidence in God, to say, I have nothing to say, and sit down. Sometimes when we have had miracles and music play, well, now you bust up, and I'm going to say what I had to say. Well, then is that of God or is that of you? We have to learn to be obedient to God, all of us, all of us. We allow man too much influence in our life. God first. We have to seek God in all our ways. You, before the foundation of the world, the Lord knew you. He ordained you on this earth. He ordained you, your voice, to be heard for purpose, his purpose. Don't let them silence you. And I know that issues and problems and da-da-da-da can occur, and Lord, all you want to do is take your head and go up on the... and just say, I give up, I'm done. And we like to quote what Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. But think about it, what he went through. We grab hold of stuff that sounds good, but think about it. But stay connected to God. That's for me, that's for you, that's for all of us. Stay connected to God and stay focused on your purpose. Stay faithful to your purpose. Stay focused. God loves you. And we pray that God protects you. Hallelujah. God loves you. He cares. He cares. He promised. I only did 30 minutes, and hopefully next week I'll be able to do longer. Numbers, the 6th chapter, a prayer from the Lord God Almighty himself. The Lord bless thee and keep thee, and make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter. Starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. In the Lord. The love of God lead you, guide you, protect you, shield you, and reassure you of his faithfulness. God bless.